The election of self-avowed unionist Abraham Lincoln to the presidency in 1860 prompted 11 southern states to secede from the Union. These southern states later formed the Confederate States of America. President Lincoln considered these secessions a mere rebellion, and he moved to preserve the Union by force. On April 12, 1861, Confederate troops fired upon Fort Sumter off of Charleston, South Carolina, and the American Civil War was on. The nation, the great experiment, nearly failed. Segment 5B, Our Manifest Destiny. Expansionism and Manifest Destiny. The American population was booming. The Louisiana Territory was beginning to fill up. As a result of victory in the War of 1812 and the success of the Monroe Doctrine, America enjoyed international prestige. Americans naturally attributed their nation's rise to their freedoms, their ideals, and their relation with Providence, as illustrated on the Great Seal, Anuit Coeptes, baby. Americans began to think the United States was literally destined to rule America from east to west, or from sea to shining sea. The Jacksonian Democrats, so called after Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, the Indian fighter, urged expansionism. Expansionism involved the addition of the most possible territory to the United States. Even if Canada was off limits for good, and even though it seemed that the British would fight for the Oregon Territory, there was always Mexico. In 1844, New York journalist John O'Sullivan coined the term manifest destiny in an essay arguing for the annexation of the Republic of Texas. In a more influential 1845 essay supporting annexation of the Oregon Territory, O'Sullivan explained, quote, "And that claim is by the right of our manifest destiny to overspread and to possess the whole of the continent, which Providence has given us for the development, the great experiment of liberty and federated self-government entrusted to us." End quote. Those who supported American expansion were slow to seize on this term. At first, manifest destiny was used as a curse word, a derogatory term, by the dying political party known as the Whigs, which feared that expansion would somehow dilute America's stable government. But Jacksonian Democrats, such as Tennessee's James K. Polk, quickly recognized this term's appeal. Manifest destiny implied that the Americans were a uniquely superior people, specifically ordained by God to spread civilization throughout North America. This idea was nothing new. Many other great powers had already experienced it. But it was new to the United States. Northerners saw a manifest destiny as a wonderful opportunity for the nation's economy in general and for the North in particular.